Oh, my gosh. Look at this. It's 10:36. Have you had the experience of being stuck in the car for 3 or 4 hours with your work wife or worse, your work husband? I believe that this is one of the most dangerous concepts in the history of man, a work wife. You're stuck at work 8-10 hours a day in the shop, the beauty salon, the nail salon, the bank, the VC, the PR firm, the hospital. I would think that the hospital is about the horniest place in Philadelphia. We have big, terrific hospitals, Jeff Memorial, Cleveland Clinic, all sorts of clown places. And a hospital is a hot place because, first of all, the doctors and nurses are always moving. They got a lot to do. They're busy. But they're also right at the edge of death. And they're on a shift. That shift's going to end. They have stuff they have to get done. And then they have random supervision. The real doctor's going to come around soon. Maybe not. Don't know. The head nurse. Maybe. Don't know. And what the hell is a physician's assistant? I think there should be doctors and nurses. And I don't know the difference between a registered nurse and a practical nurse. And I don't think there should be a difference. There should be doctors and nurses. And then I found out that there are no more interns. They're doctors. They're all doctors. You can't say, oh, are you an intern? Are you training? No, no. And then I find out nobody's actually called an intern anymore. They're doctors, and then they're some in residence, but they're always about to end their residency and go to Bermuda. They're never about to practice here. They're going to Bermuda. But I would think that if you work in a hospital, that's a horny place. And also the shifts are crazy. So they're 10, 12-hour shifts. You're there a long time. Very easy for you to pick up a work wife or work husband. This raises a couple questions. Let's pretend you're actually married and you're happily married. And let's imagine you're not going to bone in a linen closet. Do you bring the work spouse home? Do you try to blend the families? Do you get your real spouse to know your work spouse? I imagine in some situations, the work spouse becomes the very best friend with your spouse. But in other cases, there's no possibility of that. The workplace is a different culture than your home. Your spouse works in a very different industry, would not mesh with the culture of your work spouse. But I think it's a very dangerous concept to start introducing somebody. This is my work wife. This is my work husband. It will go through the layers of consciousness to your heart and then to your soul. And on a lonely night like this, with the thunder coming down, the building rattling, natural elements forcing you to be a little afraid, a little shook, wanting to jump into somebody's arms, there's your work spouse. Thunder, lightning, flooding. There's your work spouse. What do? Do you say, gee, I'm a little scared, I need a hug? Or do you say, oh, I'm a little scared, Frankie, I could use a little hug? Either way. Or, Bruno, come over here, I need a little hug. I have no prejudice. I believe in pansexuality. Or pansexuality in the frying pan. I think it's an unhealthy thing. At some point, if you're working in a place long enough, 10 years, 10 hours a day, especially in a hospital or high-pressure job where everybody's smart and has obligations and you might be saving a life, something's going to happen. There's no way that can stay platonic. It may not turn into physical boning, but it could turn into emotional and spiritual boning. That every time you see them, here's the clue. If every time you see your work spouse, you start to be happier to see them than your real spouse, you're in trouble. Your marriage is over. If you go to school events and you always look forward to seeing one other parent, probably somebody you were with in high school, and now you're back in the same community, and there's that person you were with in high school or you liked a lot in high school. And now you're going to the auditorium with your kid and all of these events, and there's that one. And it's not just a hello. It's not, oh, yeah, I remember you from high school. It's a little more than that. These are dangerous places, slippery places, ladies and gentlemen. But now today, if you were in the car for 4 hours on the Ben Franklin Bridge, stuck south 95, and there's your work spouse, do you take it to the next level? Or better question, did you take it to the next level? I would. Absolutely. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Always a joy to speak to you